This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
It's easy to make it onto a liberal blacklist. I discovered that years ago. Disagree with even one plank of the latest politically correct platform, and you make the liberal blacklist. But even liberal people with progressive ideas are finding that you can make the blacklist even if your disagreement should be considered minor. Just ask J.K. Rowling, famous author of the Harry Potter book series. She ended up on the blacklist for taking issue with an article about people who menstruate. She tweeted, "People who menstruate, I'm sure there used to be a word for that, something like woman," and she was criticized for not acknowledging that trans men who haven't transitioned still menstruate. Another tweet also put her on the liberal blacklist. She said, "If sex isn't real, there's no same-sex attraction. If sex isn't real, the lived reality of women globally is erased. I know and love trans people, but erasing the concept of sex removes the ability of many to meaningfully discuss their lives. It isn't hate to speak the truth." Well, the institutions ready to blacklist her range from her publisher to Hollywood. Several of the editors at Hatchet staged a small rebellion in a heated meeting, saying they would no longer work on her book. Her latest film franchise, Fantastic Beasts, may be shelved. As I write this, Rowling is standing firm and even wrote a lengthy essay defending her stance on transgenders. Perhaps an apology will be forthcoming. If not, she will be hounded by her words for years to come. And anyone who works with her will be hounded by the owners of the liberal blacklist. This is how the liberal blacklist works today. Stray an inch from what is politically designated, and you face a backlash. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Antisemitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.